Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm going to start with a text from Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30. Put on my eyes here. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That was Jesus speaking. And I just was thinking about the good news and what that means. What that means to me and what that means to people that don't know Jesus. The good news to someone else is like, oh, we traveled and we didn't get a flat tire or need roadside assistance. That's good news. You know, we put up our Christmas lights and no one fell off the roof. That's good news. But good news to us Christians is definitely a different thing. And I don't know that I really, for a long time, really looked at this that we're going to receive right now, the communion as, and just God's word, this Bible. I don't think looked at it with enthusiasm, like this is good news that I need to share this information with people. This is the best dining experience, the best experience that I've ever had. And but as the years go by and the more I focus on what he wants for me and what he did for all of us, the more it becomes the best news, not just good news. And I'm learning how to spread that news in ways that maybe not doesn't feel so invasive for me and also for the person on the receiving end by trying to live out my life in a way that shows that this news is good. It's not easy, and I stumble all the time, but it just kind of brings me to our own personal walk, and even those people that you live with in your home that you may even be married to, or that's your best friend, or your child, or your parent, you never really know what the inner workings are and what's going on inside everyone, and I think that's that whole thing of judgment and withholding that judgment because it's not ours to give, you know. I think there's such a difference. Like there's outer judgment. There's, oh, look at what they're wearing and all of that. And I don't even necessarily know that that's the judgment that really God is talking about. It could be, but I think it's also just anything that withholds you from being open to another person's opportunity to speak or just to be in their presence and embrace and show each other love and grace. As you all know, my grandmother passed away, and I am in round two of my life of going through someone else's every little nuance of who they are. And in that, I'm finding the inner workings of my grandmother that were unspoken. Same thing happened with my mom, which just brought me to that place of, you know, what is the inner workings of all of us? And they're so different and intricate, and only really the Lord knows what our internal walk is and where we are. And, you know, we all take steps, hopefully, you know, we all take these little steps to get us closer to him by being baptized, by accepting him into our life, by trying to be a better person, even if we fail over and over again. That's not the part that matters. The part that matters is the trying, the love that you give, the acceptance of someone that's not accepted. Those are all things that Jesus smiles on, and he just loves us so much for that. And so I guess one of the things that I thought about in the good news is the really good news is it's never, ever, ever too late. And that is so exciting for people in my life that I know don't have a relationship with Christ, that I get to try my darndest to display anything that would bring interest to them. I remember the first Bible I ever received was from my boss. Many years ago, I worked at a flower shop, and as soon as I piqued my first question about her relationship with Christ, the next day I had a Bible. And I was like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. Well, the Lord had other plans. And it's with that Bible and in the privacy of my own home, in the quiet, still darkness of my house, that I accepted Jesus Christ into my life. And it took a long time to get where I'm at right now, but I don't think that's the part that matters. And so I guess I just wanted to say, you know, the good news really is that we know something that's so beautiful and intricate, and we get to share it with whomever we want. So I'm going to end with John 6, verse 25 through 40. Jesus, the bread of life. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth. You are looking for me, not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and you had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him, God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works of God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from the heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on, give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." If you would please share in communion with me.